All right, we're going to be joined in a moment by Senator Charles Schumer, the senior senator from the state of New York. But Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, joins us now. Todd, give us an update. As the debate begins on health care reform in earnest next week in the Senate, are senators like Charles Schumer defensive on the issue of where the public option is going to go?
I don't know about defensive, John, but certainly Charles Schumer has said he wants a strong public option. He says it over and over, and he's one of the strongest sort of defenders of the policy in the Democratic caucus. And there's a real reason for that. You know, Senator Schumer traditionally represents maybe the left part of the Democratic Party. And we've said over and over, there are at least four Democrats who have said in one form of language or another that they're not supporting a public option coming off the floor. So he needs to negotiate with them. He's a point person for Harry Reid, for the majority leader, on how to get these senators, if he can get four of them, maybe you can only get three plus Olympia Snow, how to get them on board with either something that is a weaker public option that you can sell or something that has another name that you don't have to call public because people don't want big government.
We'll ask him about it quickly. You know, Louise Story was talking this morning that jobs has been described by some lawmakers as possibly President Obama's Katrina in the debate over financial regulatory reform. Is that what you're hearing?
Democrats know this. If job numbers don't improve by the next election, they know it is going to be terrible for them. You're going to see Barack Obama holding a job summit early next month, probably right after the Afghanistan announcement. And Democrats have already said they're formulating what they're calling a jobs bill that they want to pass before Christmas. Not a stimulus, but a jobs building.
All right, Todd, hold on there. We're now joined by the senior senator from the state of New York, Charles Schumer. Senator, we're just talking with Todd Zwillick there. Can you confirm that jobs are possibly increasingly becoming an issue in Washington for the president?
I think jobs, after, you know, we finish health care and, God willing, the president signs a good bill, I think we will focus like a laser on jobs and the economy. I think that's what the public wants us to do. I think that's really the next item on the agenda because this, you know, I think the deck that the president was handed, the deck of cards, was an awful one. The economy was in the worst recession since World War II. And the usual tools to get out of a recession, which has been lowering interest rates, which has worked time and time again, were unavailable because the same deck had zero. He was handed an economy where the interest rates were zero.
Already at zero. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. You make a good point.
He was given a difficult situation. I mean, I think he avoided something that was a very real possibility, which is we could have gone into a depression or what the economists call a deflationary spiral where prices get lower. People get laid off and prices get lower still because there's less buying power. No one knows how to get out of that. So with the stimulus, with its imperfections, that was avoided. And now the economy is sort of beginning to turn around, but it's coming out of a deep hole. Its turnaround is slower because we don't have the tool of interest rates. And I think history will look back and say they did a good job. But obviously, if you're looking for work, that's not much consolation. So we're going to have to do more. But I doubt we're going to have a large, large second stimulus, given the deficit problem.
Okay, well, that's a news story coming from you as one of the members of the leadership in the Senate. Let's talk about health care for a moment.
I just want to finish.
Go ahead.
We will focus on areas that need help, creating jobs, getting small business lending, and still focusing on the housing markets.
All right, moving to health care, how worried are you that the health care bill that comes out of the Congress will be too much of a compromise based on the kinds of things that you have advocated for your entire legislative career?
Well, it's always a worry. Obviously, to do the major heavy lift that doing a health care bill entails and then not have it do the job would be a big mistake. So far, I think Senator Reid's bill, the bill he's put together, combining, I think, the best of the Finance Committee and Health Committee, is a very, very good bill. And I think that with one or two exceptions, that will end up being what we end up doing, more or less. The two issues that would probably be most outstanding are public option, where I feel very strongly we should have a good, strong public option in the bill, and abortion, where I'm very hopeful that the Senate language, which keeps basically the status quo, which for those of us who are pro-choice, the status quo is not a great thing, but we realize that this should not be an abortion bill, this should be a health care bill. The attempt to move it away from the status quo is troubling, but I'm hopeful that we can succeed in bringing it back. back to where the Senate bill is.
Senator Schumer, does no public option mean no vote for the bill from Chuck Schumer?
Well, you know, you never draw lines in the sand, but I don't think we'll be in that place. I think the House is strongly for a good public option. Look, it's not the public option that some people wanted. It does not set rates related to Medicare. It negotiates rates. It's called a level playing field public option, which means once it's set up by the government, it has to compete on its own with the insurance companies. But that's the key. You need something strong enough to compete with the insurance industry. The insurance industry is highly concentrated. They don't compete on the basis of cost. It's one of the main reasons that costs keep going up and up and up. And the benchmark will be, is this, to me anyway, and I think to most of my colleagues who believe in the public option, will this new public option, and I think we will have one in the bill, be strong enough to compete head-to-head with the big insurance companies? And if you can say yes to that, we've succeeded, and I'm very hopeful we will be able to say yes to that at the end of the day.
Well, we've got to go. Thank you so much, Senator. I mean, we'll take that as news. He believes there will be a public option in the final bill on health care reform. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.